Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 2, Episode 3. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti, io sono Francesca.
E sono Ella.
E siamo molto contenti di essere qua con voi. We're back with another episode of Coffee Break Italian, and in this season of Coffee Break Italian, we are aiming to help you to use the language, to manipulate the language, and to learn to say what you want to say.
That's right, Mark. So far, we have been discussing regular adverbs and what we do at the weekend. But what are we going to do today?
Well, we're going to take the adverbs a little further and also look at them within the context of daily routine. And this will also give us an opportunity to look at a specific type of verb to do with daily routine, but all will be revealed a little later. Before we get to today's lesson, I just would like to review one more adverb, and we're going to put Ayla on the spot, if that's okay.
Okay.
And we're going to conjugate the verb arrivare, to arrive. So Ayla, over to you.
Arrivo, arrivi, arriva. Arriviamo, arrivati, arrivano.
Perfetto. Okay, so that is arrivare in the present tense, conjugated perfectly by Ayla. I think it's time to get on with our lesson.
Sì, mettiamoci al lavoro.
E io vi ascolto.
So we've been practicing some of these regular are verbs, including ones that end in iare or care or gare.
Sì.
It's now time to put them into a bit of a context, because I think what I'd like to talk about today is daily routine and the kind of things that we do every day and that we do at certain points in the day, certain times in the day, because that gives us also the opportunity to practice and to review our times. Va bene?
Benissimo.
Ok. Allora, ho una domanda per te, Francesca.
Oh.
A che ora prepari la colazione normalmente?
Normalmente preparo la colazione verso le 7:30.
Ok, le 7:30. Ok,
sì.
So 7:30.
Sì.
And of course I'm asking, a che ora, what time, at what time, prepari, using the two form of the verb preparare, to prepare, la colazione, breakfast. So, a che ora prepari la colazione?
Sì.
And Francesca's response was?
E preparo la colazione alle 7:30.
So what we're going to see is this pattern of the I form, the ending I, prepari, as a question, and then the answer with the O form, the first person singular form of the verb, preparo. The second person singular in the question, prepari, a che ora prepari, preparo. Ok? Allora, ad esempio, a che ora arrivi al lavoro?
Arrivo al lavoro alle 9. E tu, Mark?
Allora, dipende. Qualche volta lavoro in casa. Allora, arrivo al lavoro alle 8.
Prestissimo.
Prestissimo.
Sì.
Qualche volta lavoro nell'ufficio.
Mm-hmm.
Allora, arrivo al lavoro verso le nove e mezzo.
Ah, ho capito.
So depending on where I work, whether I'm working from home, obviously I work earlier from home, but if I'm going into the office, then I'll work a little later. So that's arrivare, to arrive. Arrivo, arrivi, and then the rest of the verb would be...
Arriva, arriviamo, arrivate, arrivano.
Okay, let's think about another verb ending in are,
sì,
that we can use to have lunch.
Pranzare.
Lovely verb, pranzare. Can we say mangiare as well?
Sì, but mangiare is more general. Pranzare, okay, is having lunch.
So to have lunch, il pranzo,
sì,
we can say pranzare, to,
sì,
have lunch. Allora dimmi, Francesca, che ora pranzi?
Di solito pranzo all'una.
All'una, ok.
E tu?
Di solito pranzo un po' più presto, alle 12:30.
Ah, okay.
Ok.
Va bene.
Perché ho fame.
Sì, perché lavori presto anche.
Forse. So pranzi, you have lunch, pranzo, I have lunch, pranza, he or she has lunch, and so on. Con chi pranzi?
Di solito pranzo con i miei colleghi.
Ok, so con i miei colleghi, with my colleagues. Perfetto. Allora, un'altra domanda.
Sì?
A che ora torni a casa?
Dipende. Di solito alle sei.
Alle sei, ok. So, torni a casa, you get back to the house, you return to the house alle sei, at about 6 o'clock. That's from the verb tornare, to return. Torno, I return. Torni, you return. And let's go through the rest of the conjugation. He or she returns.
Torna.
We return.
Torniamo.
You all return.
Tornate.
They return.
Tornano.
And we've heard siamo tornati many,
sì,
times. We're back. Siamo tornati. We have returned.
Sì.
Or we're back. Siamo tornati. And that's from the same verb, tornare. Tornare a casa, to go home. A che ora ceni?
Ceno normalmente alle 8.
So this time we're not talking about pranzare, but cenare.
Sì.
This time is to have dinner, to dine.
To dine.
Again, we could use mangiare, but that's a general verb, to eat. But cenare is the verb that you would use, to dine, when you're eating in the evening.
Sì.
Allora, tu ceni alle...
Alle 8, verso le 8, sì.
Alle 8. Io di solito ceno un po' più presto.
Uh-huh.
Ceno alle 7.
Alle 7, ok.
Ok, ceno con la famiglia alle 7. Qualche volta, se non sono a casa, mangio in un ristorante verso le 8.
Capito, buona, okay, idea.
Se non sono a casa, if I'm not at home, ceno o mangio in un ristorante, in a restaurant, verso le 8, around 8 o'clock, verso, towards,
sì,
literally towards 8 o'clock. E dimmi, cucini tu?
Certamente, cucino sempre.
Benissimo. Qualche volta cucino io, ma qualche volta cucina anche mia moglie.
Ah, sei un bravo cuoco?
No, lei sì che è una brava cuoca. Ok, ma un'altra domanda molto importante. Lavi i piatti?
Dipende. A volte uso la lavastoviglie.
La lavastoviglie would be the dishwasher?
Sì.
Ok, so lavare i piatti. We've done a couple of verbs there. Cucinare, to cook, and lavare i piatti, to wash the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Or to clean the dishes, if you like. Cucinare, cucino, cucini, cucina, cuciniamo, cucinate, cucinano.
Sì. Cucinano.
Cucinano.
Sì.
E poi lavare. Lavo, lavi, lava. Laviamo, lavate, lavano.
Sì.
Ok. E poi, che fai durante la sera?
A volte guardo un film.
Ok, so a volte, sometimes, at times, guardo un film. We heard guardare in a text in the bonus episode last time,
sì,
which is to watch, guardare. E dimmi, se non guardi un film, che cosa fai?
Se non guardo un film, magari leggo un libro.
Oh, a couple of things in there. Magari, a wonderful word. Kind of means even. or,
maybe, perhaps. It's
quite a tricky word to translate. Sì. Magari. But Francesca said, leggo un libro. And that's from a verb that we've not really looked at in any way. Leggere, it's an ere verb. It's E-R-E at the end. And we're going to be looking at that next time. So we'll not say any more about leggo at the moment. But leggo means I
read.
Okay.
A volte poi, quando sono veramente stanca, mi addormento dopo cena.
Okay, now let's get Francesca to say this again.
Sì, e a volte poi, quando sono veramente stanca, mi addormento dopo cena.
Okay, so she's talking about when she's veramente stanca.
Sì.
Stanco, stanca means
tired.
Okay, I think we've come across that before. Quando sono veramente stanca, in Francesca's case, when I'm really tired, mi addormento dopo cena. I fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Now, that's an interesting word. First of all, dorm, we've got D-O-R-M in there. So it's linked in some way to dormire.
Dormire, sì.
The verb to sleep. Indeed, if you think of a dormouse. I think dormice sleep a lot. Well, at least that's the way I remember dormire. But you've got addormentarsi, because it's mi addormento. You said mi addormento. Mm-hmm. And in Italian, mi addormento means to fall asleep. But it's an interesting kind of verb. It's actually what we call a reflexive verb. And that's when you kind of do something to yourself. So you fall yourself to sleep. That kind of
idea.
We've come across this before, of course, with the very, very well-known expression, I call myself.
Sì, mi chiamo.
So mi chiamo, we know it as my name is or I'm called. But literally, as we've mentioned before, it means I call myself. And that also is an example of a reflexive verb. Now, reflexive verbs work very similarly to the other verbs that we've learned so far. But the difference with a reflexive verb is you have to add this extra part called the reflexive pronoun before the verb itself. So Francesca said there, mi addormento, mi addormento. And the mi part there refers to myself. Let's take an easier verb to deal with, because addormentarsi is a little bit tricky to pronounce.
Yes, it's very long as well.
Alzarsi.
Okay.
Alzarsi. So this is a little easier to pronounce. And this one means to get up.
Sì.
So it's when you get out of bed in the morning, you use the word alzarsi. Mm-hmm. Just to explain how that's spelled, A-L-Z-A-R-S-I. Now the actual verb itself is alzare.
Sì.
But the C part that goes on at the end is what makes it reflexive. That's the reflexive pronoun stuck onto the end of the infinitive, if you want the kind of grammatical explanation.
Yes.
But let's think how that works. It's a normal A-R-E verb. It's a normal are verb. So the parts of the verb all work exactly as we would expect. Without the reflexive parts then, let's quickly go through the whole of alzare.
Sì. Alzo, alzi, alza, alziamo, alzate. Alzano.
So alzare on its own means
to lift, to raise.
Yeah, so for example, you could raise the price of something.
Sì, alzare il prezzo.
But when it's used reflexively, you're literally raising yourself out of bed. You're levitating out of bed in the morning. So what we need to do, making it reflexive, is put on these reflexive pronouns before each part of the verb. The I part is easy. I raise myself.
Mi alzo.
So mi, a separate word, goes on in front of the verb. Mi alzo. How would we say you levitate? You raise yourself.
Ti alzi.
So you get up.
Ti alzi.
I get up.
Mi alzo.
You get up.
Ti alzi.
So the reflexive pronoun there, to give it its fancy word, is T before the U part of the verb. And notice that the ending changes as we would expect it to for the U part of the verb. Mi alzo, ti alzi. What about he or she gets up?
Si alza.
So there we have our reflexive pronoun, si. Si alza, he or she gets up. Then we move to the we form, the noi.
Ci alziamo.
So there our reflexive pronoun is ci, C-I. It's written C-I. Ci alziamo.
Ci alziamo.
And then the you plural form.
Vi alzate.
So we've got the reflexive pronoun vi for you plural, and then the normal form of alzare in the plural, the you plural form, alzate. Vi alzate. And then finally, the they form.
Yeah, it's the same as he and she. Si alzano.
So the same reflexive pronoun as he and she, the third person singular, the third person plural for they, themselves, would be si, in this case, alzano.
Si alzano.
Perfetto. Let's go through the whole verb. We'll say all six forms here and you can repeat after Francesca.
Mi alzo. Ti alzi. Si alza. Ci alziamo. Vi alzate. Si alzano.
Okay, so we can now add this to our range of expressions for talking about daily routine. And when it comes to the practice part of this episode, we're going to be asking some questions about what time do you get up in the morning? What time do you wake up? What time, perhaps, do you wash yourself? What time do you fall asleep? All these verbs, which we'll see a little later on, are reflexive verbs. I think we'll leave it there for now.
Okay.
Here at Coffee Break Italian, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect, or in Italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Coffee Break Italian. Today we're looking at more are verbs. We're also looking at reflexive verbs and talking about the times at which we do certain things during the day. And it's now time to put all of this into practice with Ayla. Ayla, come andata? Tutto bene?
Tutto bene.
Tutto bene, perfetto. Allora, abbiamo qualche domanda. We've got some questions for you. Francesca, what's your first question for Ayla?
Sì, allora, la prima domanda, Ayla, a che ora arrivi all'università?
Now, before we put Ayla totally on the spot here, let's think about what this question would mean. A che ora, which means?
At what time?
Arrivi.
Do you arrive?
All'università.
At university.
Okay, so a che ora arrivi all'università? And in all of these questions, we're asking you something. So the ending of the verb will be arrivi. There's an E ending, the letter I. And therefore, you'll turn that round into the I form, which will end, of course, in?
O.
O. So, a che ora arrivi all'università?
Arrivo all'università alle 9.
Okay. So, Ayla arrives at university at?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Perfetto. Okay, Francesca, la seconda domanda.
Sì, numero 2. A che ora pranzi?
No, this is from the verb pranzare. Ayla, can you remember what that means?
Would that be, what time do you have lunch?
Exactly. A che ora pranzi? What time do you have lunch? Nice, straightforward question. So the answer would be?
Pranzo a luna.
Pranzo a luna. Remember to bounce on that double L there. Per pranzo a luna.
Pranzo a luna.
Pranzo a luna.
Perfetto. Ok, ancora una domanda.
Perfetto. Sì, numero 3. A che ora torni a casa?
So we're looking at another are verb here, this time torni, from the verb tornare to?
Return.
Return, okay. The question therefore means, a che ora torni a casa?
What time do you return to your house?
Okay. Allora, a che ora torni a casa?
Torno a casa alle 4.
Perfetto. E l'ultima domanda.
Sì, l'ultima domanda. A che ora ceni?
Ceni. Which verb would that come from?
To have dinner.
To have dinner, which in Italian would be?
Cenare.
Cenare, cenare. So, a che ora ceni?
Ceno alle 7.
Ceno alle 7. Again, remember your bounds. Ceno alle 7.
Ceno alle 7.
So you have dinner at 7 o'clock. Fantastic. Now, we also looked at some reflexive verbs. And these are the verbs that you do to yourself. So, for example, you wake yourself up. Francesca, come si dice to wake yourself up in italiano?
Sì, si dice svegliarsi.
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 It's quite a tricky word to get a lot of consonants in there. Svegliarsi. So how would you say, Ayla, I wake myself up, because there's a different word that you have to put in here to begin with. I wake myself up, let's say, at 6 o'clock. I wake myself up at 6 o'clock.
Mi sveglio alle sei.
Mi sveglio alle sei.
Ayla, listen again to exactly how Francesca pronounces the S of sveglio.
Mi sveglio alle sei.
Mi sveglio alle sei.
Perfetto. Okay, so I wake up at six. Then waking yourself up and getting yourself up are different things. So to wake up is svegliarsi, but to get up is?
Alzarsi.
Alzarsi. So again, we're taking off that arsi ending and we're putting on the ending for I and remembering that reflexive pronoun. How do you say, I get up at 6:30?
Mi alzo alle sei e mezzo.
Perfetto.
Mi alzo alle sei e mezzo.
Anche si può dire alle sei e mezza.
Sì.
Mezza. Mezza o mezzo. Tutti e due. Okay, now, Ayla, can you remember the verb to do or to make?
Is it fare?
Fare. So, in Italian, to have a shower is to do to yourself or to make yourself a shower. So, could you work out what that would be?
Farsi una doccia?
Farsi una doccia. Now, farsi and fare are actually irregular. Although it's an are verb, it is a bit irregular. And we do know, however, the first person singular of this verb. Francesca?
Sì, we know faccio.
Faccio. Okay, we've come across faccio before.
For professions, for example.
Exactly. So how would you say, for example, I am a teacher?
Faccio l'insegnante.
In that case, you say I do the teacher.
Sì.
Or I make the teacher. Faccio l'insegnante. So here, we're going to use faccio, but we've got to make it reflexive. So we put the reflexive pronoun before it and say, I make myself a shower.
Mi faccio una doccia.
Perfetto. Mi faccio una doccia. Francesca,
sì?
Can you think of any other are verbs that we could use reflexively to do with our daily routine?
Sì, ad esempio, truccarsi.
Questo non è veramente quello che dico io. Io non mi trucco.
No, ma ad esempio per carnevale o Halloween.
Sì, so, truccarsi is to put on your makeup.
Sì.
Okay. Un trucco is a trick.
Sì.
Is this like tricking yourself into looking a particular way?
Yeah, let's say so.
Okay, I could get into very dangerous waters here, so I'm not going to go any further on that. So, if it's truccarsi, then we can take off the arsi. And what ending do we add, Ayla?
Oh.
For I make up myself, I put on my makeup. Yeah. So how would I say, or how would you say, I put on my makeup?
Mi trucco.
Mi trucco, okay. And something else we may do, I'm thinking about perhaps before leaving the house in the morning.
Sì, molto importante, lavarsi i denti.
Okay, Ayla, can you work out what that means?
Is that to brush your teeth?
Exactly, literally, to wash oneself the teeth. Okay, in Italian, we say to wash oneself the teeth. You don't say my teeth, but the teeth, because you do it to yourself. Lavarsi i denti. So taking off arsi, How do we make this into I wash myself?
Mi lavo denti.
Mi lavo i denti.
Mi lavo i denti.
I wash myself. Mi lavo. To me, I wash the teeth. I denti.
Mi lavo i denti.
Mi lavo i denti.
Okay. Let's put this into practice a little more. Francesca's going to tell us when she does all these things in the morning. Allora, dai Francesca.
Ok, allora, vediamo un po'. Mi sveglio alle 7, ma mi alzo un po' più tardi, mi alzo alle 7:15, 7:30, dipende. E poi mi faccio subito una doccia e faccio colazione, ovviamente. E a volte mi trucco, ma non sempre. E poi verso le 8, quando vado al lavoro, mi lavo i denti.
Perfetto. Allora, Ayla, hai capito tutto?
Penso di sì.
Ok, let's go through it again. Francesca, puoi spiegare un po'?
Sì, allora, mi sveglio alle 7.
So you get up at 7:00?
Ok, e mi alzo un po' più tardi, alle 7:15, 7:30.
So you roughly get up between 7:15 and 7:30? Mm-hmm.
Sì, e mi faccio subito una doccia.
So you have a shower immediately?
Sì, sì. E faccio colazione.
And that's your having breakfast?
Aha. E a volte mi trucco, ma non sempre.
Sometimes you put on your makeup?
Sì, perfetto.
Ma non sempre, but,
and,
not,
but not all the time.
Not always, sì.
E verso le 8, quando vado al lavoro, mi lavo i denti.
So you brush your teeth at 8:00 and then you leave for your work?
Sì, perfetto, brava.
Brava. Quando vado al lavoro, when I go to work. Now, vado is from andare, another are verb, but it's irregular. So we've not quite covered that one yet, although we have covered it earlier in Coffee Break Italian Season 1. Now, that's been lots of practice already, but I think there's still time for a couple of translation sentences. So perhaps, Francesca, you could give us our translation sentences for this episode.
Sì.
Allora, numero uno.
Iniziamo, numero uno. Sandra arrives at work at 8:30.
Okay, we're looking at the verb to arrive, and we need to think about the third person here because we're talking about Sandra. Sandra arrives at work at 8:30. Okay, Ayla. Sandra arrives at work at 8:30.
Sandra arriva al lavoro alle 8:30.
Ok, bravissima. Sandra arriva al lavoro alle 8:30 o mezza.
Ok, tutti e due. We can say 8:30 or 8:30. Ok, numero due, per favore.
Sì. Normally we have lunch at the restaurant with my mother.
Ok, now that word normally, we've heard it a couple of times in this lesson. Can you remember what it is, Ayla?
Is it di solito?
Di solito, sì, sì esatto. Mm. Di solito. So normally we have lunch at the restaurant with my mother. Ok, Ayla.
Di solito pranziamo al ristorante con mia madre.
Molto bene, bravissima. Di solito pranziamo al ristorante con mia madre.
Okay, Ayla, can I ask what would it be if it weren't with my mother, but with my family?
Ah, I know what you're getting at here. Would it be con la mia famiglia?
Sì, bravissima. Okay, number three, numero tre, per favore,
sì,
Francesca.
Sì, eccomi. They return home at 6 p.m. every day.
Okay, every day. Are we okay with every day?
Yes, would that be ogni giorno?
Ogni giorno, sì. Okay, so they return home at 6 p.m. every day. Allora, Ayla.
Tornano a casa alle 6 ogni giorno.
Okay, molto molto bene. Tornano a casa alle 6 ogni giorno.
E per finire, numero 4.
Sì. At what time do you brush your teeth? And it's a you singular.
Okay, and of course, to brush your teeth is a reflexive verb, so we need to think about that little reflexive pronoun in there. At what time do you brush your teeth, or really, at what hour do you brush you the teeth?
Ooh. Okay.
It sounds so natural in English when we say it like that. At what time do you brush your teeth? Okay, Ayla?
A che ora ti lavi i denti?
Perfetto!
Sì, che bel coro!
Okay,
a so, che ora ti lavi i denti?
A che ora, at what time, ti, to you, lavi, wash, i denti, the teeth. So you wash oneself the teeth in Italian, as okay. we've spoken about already. That's where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break Italian. Of course, there are lots more opportunities to practice your Italian over at coffeebreakitalianplus.com, and that's where you can access our video versions of each lesson so that you can see on your screen of your device or computer how all of these words and phrases are written. We have lesson notes explaining all the material covered and a few bonus lesson notes as well. And there's also additional audio materials, more translation questions for you to practice how to translate into Italian and out of Italian. You can access all of that at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
And don't forget, you can practice your Italian by joining us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian, or just search for Coffee Break Italian. In fact, this week, why don't you tell us about your daily routine by posting on Facebook using all those reflexive verbs?
E ovviamente siamo anche su Twitter. Seguiteci su Twitter, follow us on Twitter. You can find us at Learn Italian.
E allora è tutto per oggi. Grazie a tutti e alla prossima!
Sì, al prossimo episodio. Ciao!
Arrivederci!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.